Welcome to Talks at Advent, homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia. Today's speaker is Father Michael Kaiser.
There are three things that we normally commemorate on this holiday, Thursday, at the Western Rite tradition. The first, of course, is the institution of the Holy Eucharist. The second is essentially the institution of the priesthood in the church, the presbyterate. And the third is Jesus' example in a servitude. Is one of those things which, you know, in a lot of Orthodox churches don't even do this. The washing of the feet, which is this supreme example of our Lord's humility, is often not done, mainly because it is supposed to be done on Thursday morning, at which you have very few people. And, I don't know, they figure, well, I'll skip it or whatever. When I was being trained, the priest who trained me taught me to do it on Wednesday evening, just before the unction service, just so you could get it in there somewhere. And then you had this ancient custom where they had to be 12 men, and if you can get 12 men to church on time in an Orthodox church, you're doing very, very well. So you never had enough if you were doing it at the beginning of a service to actually get this done. It was true. They're never there. It really is the supreme example of selflessness, and that links it with priesthood, because that's what the priesthood, the presbyter of the church, is supposed to be. It is supposed to be a selfless service to the people that God has placed into your hands. When he goes around and washes the feet of the disciples, they realize this is odd. You know, they've been with him for 3 years now and apparently still haven't quite caught on to what's happening. Why are you doing this, you know? And he tells them, it's a lesson, guys, really. I'm teaching you this time. And that is that you are supposed to be humble enough to bear the burdens of others, to wash the feet of those whom you are with. Well, why? Well, because that's what God's doing when he sent his son to us. God humbles himself to the degree that he sends his own son to become one of us. Now, we don't think of God as being humble, but that's a humbling act. And he sends his son, and his son, who need not have died and yet willingly submits himself to death. His son, who had never experienced sin in his created existence until his incarnation, and now he's hip deep in it, because he's living around people who are constantly sinning. You know, this must have been for the Lord a real struggle. And yet he is willing to submit himself humbly to whatever it will take, up to and including death on the cross, to bring about our reconciliation with God. Now this is the essence of what priesthood is supposed to be. The purpose of a priest is to offer sacrifice. And that he does when he offers the Eucharist. But he is to do so in service and in humility for his people. The Latin phrase is pro populum, for the people. You know, when I celebrate the Mass on Sunday or any day of obligation like Monday, Thursday, I'm doing that pro populum, for everybody. In the Eastern Rite, they say, on behalf of all and for all, but it's the same concept. That when we offer the Eucharist, tonight or any other day, we're offering that not just for me or for you or for the kids or for whatever, you know, the things you have in mind, but for the whole world. Christ did not die just for a few. Jesus did not suffer and die for a particular group, be they Greeks or Jews in his own day, Egyptians, Arabs, Russians, whoever it is. The offering that Jesus makes on the cross, which is his ultimate offering of sacrifice in humility, that offering that he makes is for every single person who will respond to it. He says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Now, that doesn't mean all men are going to come, by the way. Would that it did. It does not. But the offering, the call, is there. And I think at some time in their lives, regardless of how some individual ends up, he hears that call. The author Chesterton once wrote that any man who is knocking on the door of a brothel is seeking the love of God. We want God's love. We want his compassion. We want his mercy. It is simply that in so many different cases, we don't know how to ask. Perhaps our idea of prayer is some kind of negotiation with God, rather than simply an offering of self in conversation to our Creator through Jesus. Maybe we've been taught that if we don't, have enough faith or something like that, God is going to somehow punish us and will not listen to our petitions. God's already heard our petitions. God's already heard our prayers. He heard every prayer that you're ever going to make in your entire life before he created the world. He heard all of that. So we don't need to talk to God as if we're reading him the minutes of the previous meeting, so he knows what's going on in the congregation. We do that because we offer ourselves in humility to God Christ. And we should be led by that, in that, I'm sorry, by our priests. Now, I am one of those. I'm a sinner, just like you. I'm fragile, just like you. I stumble, I fall, just like you. But for some weird reason that God, I hope, understands, because I don't. From early in my life, he called me to this vocation. He said, this is what I want you to be. There was never the slightest doubt in my mind that that's what he had called me to be. Good, bad, or indifferent, that's what he had called me to be. And at that point, it was up to me to decide, okay, what kind of a priest am I going to be? We have good priests in the church. We have bad priests in the church. We have guys who are somewhere in the middle. We have priests who are really into their own power and authority, despite the kind of example that Jesus gives us this night about washing one another's feet. Okay, it's a mixed bag. And somewhere along the line in his life, every priest must make the decision. I'm convinced of this. Every priest must make the decision, okay, I'm just going to kind of work at this and do my job and punch the clock and argue with the parish council every year over my stipend or whatever. Or I'm just going to give myself to God to use as best he can. See, a lot of guys get ordained assuming they're going to receive power. Sort of like an Irish Monsignor or something. Like, well, I am an Irish Monsignor. And the fact of the matter is there ain't a whole lot of power there. And yet I have seen priests standing in front of their congregations, fully vested, maybe holding a gospel book, maybe holding a hand cross, you know, shouting about something or other, trying to raise money or get them to do this or get them to do that, and wondering why no one is responding. A priest who doesn't visit his people when they are ill, a priest who doesn't try to comfort his people when they are afflicted, a priest who blesses the homes primarily for the gifts that people give him. Going to get a trip to Hawaii after this epiphany. And I've no guys who do that. We'll have enough of the trip. We'll go this year. He's a bad priest. I mean, since I've moved up the administrative food chain, that's been a real thrill. You know, you wind up dealing with lots and lots of guys. And you wonder why they're here. They don't find out what they don't follow their people. They don't listen to their people. They're always telling them to do something. They don't listen. They can be abusive in their own families and abusive to their own people. And completely ignoring, again, the lesson that I keep stressing, that the priest is here to kneel before his people and wash their feet. That's his primary purpose. He is to serve until he can no longer serve people. One of the reasons that when I do the foot washing in a church, you know, I ask everybody to come forward. Not everybody does that. Anybody who wants to come forward for the foot washing, ask them to do so. Many come forward because they don't like me at all. And they like to see me on the floor kneeling before them, washing their feet and kissing them. And that's fine, because I need that lesson. Some come forward and wonder, what kind of show is this? And then all of a sudden it hits them that their pastor, the guy that they might actually like, it's possibly religious sometimes, and whom they pay, you know, try to pay decent money and what have you, is kneeling before them. And then they usually kind of dissolve in tears because they can't deal with that kind of image. Many refuse to come forward at all because it's an act of humility they cannot perform. Because to have someone humble themselves to wash your feet, you must be humble, genuinely humble, regardless of how you feel when you first come. So the priesthood is meant to be humble service. A priest who does not convince his people that he loves them by how he acts, rather than what he says, is not fulfilling his vocation. And those of you in the congregation who do not do the same towards others in the congregation or outside of it, you are not being worthy of the vocation to which you are called. This last part of Holy Week, the Thursday and the Friday, particularly the Thursday and the Friday, simply nail us with what our sins have done, but they also point out to our God's loving willingness to humble himself before us so that we can truly be joined with him. Tonight we will take the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus will be at the altar of repose. We'll be here keeping watch with him in the garden. And you can look at all of this, if you wish, as kind of a play. You know, it's like we're watching Henry V or Richard III or something like that, you know. And this is Jesus the First, you know, we're just doing this play about what happened to him. Or you can open your heart enough to see, I'm here. I am in the midst of this. He is in the midst of me. And if I'm going to be faithful to him, be willing to kneel before someone else, because you cannot kneel before someone else and be full of pride. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God and all.
Talks at Advent. Homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia.